views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
Yes, you are. Tuesday, June 10th, 2014, number 83. Since being in the YNTS studio, we are currently airing on many different affiliates. It's your radio, Route 1 Radio, bestafterdark.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and Audio Graded. And we also air on throughout the weekend, K4HD, and iHeartRadio 24/7. More info, how to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet me at Andrew Trujillo. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. And I just realized it, W4CY Radio. Chuck Hagel is now taking the blame over the Bergdahl trade. The Secretary of Defense, this morning, they came out with that one. I mean, I'm done speaking about this story now. I'm done. Of course. How did President Obama get out of this one? Well, it's very simple. He slowly blamed Congress. He stood his guard. He spoke about college student loans, and we all love that. And he'll put one of his administrators under the bus. Even though Chuck Hagel has been criticized of his experience for this position since day one. But I'm done. I'm done with you. Goodbye. Good day, sir, to this issue. All right, so what do we got here? Okay, Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Clinton Iskowski, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And my fellow spectating, as always, Tay Giordano. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. We're brought to you by Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program. It's a great program that you can do right from your home. www.walkathome.com. We're able to enjoy many workouts and see which one's best for you. 90 degrees is going to be coming around the corner. Why not do a very cool workout in your own living room? www.walkathome.com for more info. Like her on Twitter, at Leslie Walks, and facebook.com/Leslie Sanson. Remember to tell her, Yo Andrew sent you there. I know, I should have done the ad first, then my introduction. My whole priority is gone today. I love how last hour we played President Obama's clip, then we played a sweeper, and then we played a bed. Ugh. Like, that was like completely wrong. People are like, incompetence by Andrew. All right, that's strike two. Never listening to this show again. Believe me, you're going to hear a lot of me. I've been on the air for 83 times. I'm going to be on for another 83. Even though I'm a little bit crazy sometimes. I want to switch courses to public school lunch. Yum. I haven't had public school lunch in over about 6 years. Yeah, but it'd be 6 years. And I've had public school lunch. We called it hot lunch. Hot lunch. That's what we called it. They probably still call it hot lunch today. Hot lunch and cold lunch. Cold lunch was the lunch you brought from home, and The hot lunch. I never wanted hot lunch. I'm sorry. I never wanted cold lunch. Nothing to do with my mom's sandwiches. I eat my mom's sandwiches more than I ever could. I mean, hoagies, you name it. We all love when our parents make sandwiches. And, you know, I can make my own if I wanted to. When I was a kid, though, I didn't want it. I wanted hot lunch. And I don't know why. Elementary school in Brooklyn. Elementary school in Staten Island. Junior high school. High school. I loved going up to the line around the silver railing. And the cafeteria workers, they all knew me. Andrew, how you doing today? How you doing, big guy? They used to invite me behind the scenes. Well, I wasn't allowed, but they invited me back there. What food do you want? I want the cheeseburger. I want the hamburger. The guy's throwing food at me. I got grilled cheese. I got cheeseburgers. I got hamburgers. I got sloppy joes. Mozzarella sticks. Bring it on over. And I was skinny. I ran track and cross country. I was young. I supposedly had a fast metabolism. So my food digested at a faster pace than my peers. So I got to eat what the heck I wanted. Mom gave me $2. I went to the vending machine. I had cookies. I had Sun Chips. I had ice cream. I had it all. French fries, you name it. As I got older, now I'm here. I'm 24. I'm turning 24 in a week. I have no idea. How did I eat that? I mean, we all have our situations where you did something when you were a kid, and now today you realize, why did I do that? I used to bounce on my couch. I used to bounce on my couch. I broke couches. To this day, I don't know why I did that. I haven't spoken about that. I don't think I've ever spoken about that on the air. That's a Yo Andrew confession. You know what? Moon, put that down. Yo Andrew confession. Why did I eat public school lunch? Why did I love it so much? My brother, he had the cold lunch. He liked the sandwiches. He liked the Twinkies. He liked the apples in the brown bag with a big M on it. His name is Michael, by the way. He enjoyed the service. I wanted a hot lunch. Maybe because I love the smell so much. I don't know. I love the smell. I loved walking in for breakfast and you smell that flat egg or the soggy bagel. I loved it. I loved the smell. I loved hot lunch. I loved it. I'm getting hot lunch. Even though it went to be more and more expensive every year, I enjoyed it. But now I sit here and I ask myself the question, why did I eat that? What is hot lunch? Hot lunch is, you know, the fast food. Cheeseburgers, hot dogs, burgers, hamburgers, sloppy joes, Philly cheesesteak. Very little they made that. One of my favorites. Oh, on the white bread. Oh, see, that's something I wouldn't mind eating again. Now, personally, I don't even eat cheese no more. French fries, pizza, triangular and long, fast food, condensed processed meat. That's what our school lunches are. And we eat it. Now, why do I eat it? I eat it because I'm hungry. I ate it at 10 in the morning, and I ate it at 2 in the afternoon. I ate it. I'm a cross-country runner at that time. This is a very poor diet. So I used to eat, and I enjoyed it. Now I'm different. I'm turning 24 next week. I try to eat under 2,500 calories a day. If you want to go through my calories right now, let's go through it. If I had a Pop-Tart, only one, that's 200. I had my Nature Valley bar, that's about 150. So now we're at 150 and 200. Now we're at 350. I have 5 crackers and 5 pretzels. That's like not even 100 calories if you're looking back at the bag. So now we're at, round it off, 270. I had I had a sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly. And that's about 150. So now we're at 350. And I had a Wawa pretzel. That's like 300 calories. I loved it. So we're at now 250, 350, 450, 550 calories. That's doing really good. I only drink water. That's nothing. So now we're at, and then I had a Welch's. All right, that's 650. Only one bag. That's 650. I then had ice cream. That's a good 300 calories. That's late in the nighttime. It's 950. Chicken cutlets, they're fried. They're probably 500-600 calories. So now you're jumping to around 1,500. And then I had pasta with a little bit of, garlic. And that was like plain, no sauce, no fattening tomato. So you ran 300 more calories. Now we're at 900. Now we're at 1,900. I took off my apple. That's no calories. Five more crackers and pretzels. We're at 1,000. And when I do my nightly cardio, we burn off of 300, 400. And now my stomach's slim. So that's what I do every day. Like I told you in the beginning of the show, you know, yeah, I eat all these foods. The Pop-Tarts are not good for you. Many say that Pop-Tarts are made out of plastic. That's how bad they are for you. I love them. Peanut butter Pop-Tarts, have a whole box. Twinkies, we're going to have them. But I do my exercise, and I balance my calories. There are some foods where, you know, they might not be great for you, but as long as you don't intake too much, they can be fine. And, of course, you do your right exercising, and you're able to maintain in your body. Now, where did I learn all this from? Where did I learn how to balance my calories? Was it peers coming up to me and telling me that I had a gut instead of a stomach? Was it the education of health on this program from many of my guests who has come on? If it was a soda ban to exercising throughout Mother's Day? Was it watching television shows, commercials, government agencies informing me of what will happen if you don't take care of yourself? Was it people around me who don't take care of themselves? There are so many different scenarios on how I used to eat like a pig, especially cafeteria, public cafeteria food, compared to what I do now. Now I'm still a young guy. And my body's going to change. It already has changed. I went from 17 years old, 3 grilled cheeses on wheat bread, to if I have 3 grilled cheeses, oh my goodness. Oh, believe me, I'll see it. I don't have American cheese no more. I put very little dressing on my salad. I don't eat mayo if I don't have to eat mayo. White bread doesn't hurt. I'll eat once in a while. Many people criticize wheat bread. I enjoy wheat bread. I have sandwiches. Here's a secret. I don't eat the crust on the sandwiches. I peel them right off. I don't eat crust on sandwiches. Just adds on. Take it right off. Now my sandwich is smaller. But I'm not going to lie. 7-Eleven is my favorite place. Why did this all change? There are many answers for that. And we're going to speak about more into public schools. And we're going to a really interesting speech we saw on TED, TED, a public speaking service of a young man who came out and really showed his audience on what we need to do. Now, I was one of the lucky ones. Me and my family, we come together and we find ways to lose weight, get in shape, eat right on a daily basis. But many families aren't like my family. No, they shouldn't be like my family. Many are still eating like I did when I was 16. They're still not exercising. They're not walking the 22-minute walk a week. They're not going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week. They're not doing aerobics. They feel, YOLO, we only live once. 855-712-9687 is the phone number. What's your diet? How do you take care of your body? That's the question. That's the phone calls I am taking. And we're going to go into how many, many children don't have the opportunity or don't have the mind I do. And they might not be taking care of themselves. It might be too late. Public school lunch is actually a lot more dangerous than you think. And we're going to talk about it. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Talking about my experience with public hot lunch does not make me hungry at all. It doesn't. It's simple as that. I mean, I would love to eat it one more time. I would love my high school tomorrow to allow me to come in and do an Insta-food pick of hot lunch. And be like, it has not changed. I don't understand many things that they were allowed to do. And I wasn't the outspoken radio behind the microphone young man I am now. I'm not. Back then, I used to have soggy bagels. We used to have expired milk. I used to spit out. Juice that was frozen. Cheeseburgers that were burnt. All of this in public schools. That my parents and my tax money paid for. I didn't say a damn thing. What a fool I am. No, I'm not saying I would sue. No. That's a waste of money. And that just continues a society of no conversation. I would just create a campaign and be able to, in the future, to allow children who come into high school a choice of food. But see, those aren't real problems. That's nothing. Being in the seventh grade and talking and having a gym teacher on a microphone threaten us and say, if you don't stop talking, you won't eat. Yep, they said that. But that's not even a problem. That's another lawsuit that I won't do. Going a long line for a cookie. But that's another, that's not even a problem. The problem is the way we teach young children about food. Now, what's interesting is the Obama administration, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, believes that if we choose what food you should eat and the quantity that should be served, it will change everything. And that's, of course, wrong. For schools, for many reports of schools and to not allow you to bring your own lunch, wrong. That doesn't teach anyone anything. It teaches young children to be really angry at their government. Why would you want to do that? You want them to like you. You don't want them to hate you. But when you see all these complaints I make about my hot lunch. You listen to me now. You listen to me because I'm an adult. You listen to me because you trust the information I'm giving to you. That's why you listen to this show every week, or this is your first time listening in your car or in your living room, whatever that may be. I know Chris's family, WBOQ in Rhode Island, he's listening to me right now. And Chris, if your children are in, or if your children are around, please tell them to come by the radio dial because they need to hear this. Students, why didn't I say that years ago? Why didn't I say the frozen milk, the soggy bagels? Why won't I listen to Chris's children? Because many do not trust the information that children give to them. They're young. They're immature. They'll learn. But why don't we listen to them? They're the ones eating it. Some of them are very smart, very high. I'm sorry that we're not judging them by their SATs and we're judging them by their instincts. And they actually want to make a difference. I think we should listen to them. I think we should. Because I know there's one child who would love to know, how can I eat better, yo, Andrew? How can I eat better? What can I do? Well, the first thing you have to do is educate. And you heard me say this already many times on this program. We need to teach our children the comparison of a potato to a French fry. I'm serious. We need to teach our children what these foods look like, their purpose in the world. We need to show them fried and natural foods, processed and homemade foods, cold lunch and hot lunch, expired milk, and the milk that's coming right out of the cow next door. I want to moo. I don't want chocolate milk. I want 1%. Now, of course, teaching is so easy to say, but there has to be ways of doing it. James Oliver. Who is James Oliver? He wasn't traded for the Taliban Dream Team, okay? Let's not get mixed up. James Oliver is transforming the way we feed ourselves and our children. James Oliver has drawn to the kitchen since he was a child working in his father's pub. James Oliver has done amazing things. He changed the way the Britons and the Americans eat, diet. He has come out with many campaigns, such as Jamie's School Dinner and Ministry of Food and Food Revolution USA. And he's created one of the greatest speeches, TED.com, of all time. What did he do, James Oliver? What did James Oliver, a chef and an activist, what did he do? He gave us ideas of how to teach our kids what is in the foods they're eating. Now, I told you about my soggy milk, and I told you about the processed meat and all that great stuff. What did James Oliver say? What did James Oliver say? Now, remember, I told you about the soggy milk and the bagels, with the expired milk and the soggy bagels. Who should be the blame of that? Let's go into the blame game. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Well, the blame, of course. We're the ones that are not saying anything. They're the ones that are making it. But who could we blame? James Oliver, in this speech that came out February 12, 2010, actually won a prize a long time ago, still going today. He came out with this. So we start with it. So now we, in the next 10 minutes... And Chris, kids, I want you to come by. If you have kids, if you're a parent, you better be listening. Because right now, we are going to show you how we're going to educate our kids how to eat. Because right now, this is how we're teaching our kids. By saying, this is what we think is right for you. That's not how the world works. Communism didn't work. What makes me think communist food system is going to work? Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Are you listening to me? Is this on? Is this on? Hello? Hello? Are you listening to me? It doesn't work that way. This is what's going to work. And this is what James Oliver said about lunch ladies. Clip 8.
The lunch ladies, the lunch cooks of America, I offer myself as their ambassador. I'm not slagging them off. They're doing the best they can do. They're doing their best, but they're doing what they're told, and what they're being told to do is wrong. The system is highly run by accountants. There's not enough or any food knowledgeable people in the business. There's a problem. If you're not a food expert and you've got tight budgets and it's getting tighter, then you can't be creative. You can't duck and dive and write different things around things. If you're an accountant and a box ticker, the only thing you can do in these circumstances is buy cheap.
So there you have it. There you go. What's the first thing we need to do to educate our children how to eat right? We need to bring the experts in who know. We need men like James Oliver. Now, I'm not telling you what to eat. I'm just giving you my opinion on what we need to do to decrease obesity in the United States and how we can teach our children. Not give them anything they want so they stop crying. And not bringing them over to the fast food place next door. Even though Howard loves fast food, I don't blame him. I mean, Howard will go for some Arby's sooner or later. That's besides the point. The point is, I'm not telling you what you and your child should eat. I'm not doing that. Because it doesn't work that way. I'm giving out ideas. And I am trying to create a plan. And we'll get into Jamie Oliver's plan of going about it. And I really like it. That's what we need to do. That's number one. We need to take government. We need to take accountants. We need to take everyone out. And put those who understand food and understand a child's body and what the child needs. Because this is what's happening.
This is what's happening to your child when the right people are not running it.
Every kid has the right to milk at school. Your kids will be having milk at school, breakfast and lunch, right? They'll be having two bottles, okay? And most kids do. But milk ain't good enough anymore because someone at the milk board, right? And don't get me wrong, I support milk. But someone at the milk board probably paid a lot of money for some geezer to work out that if you put loads of flavourings and colourings and sugar in milk, right, more kids will drink it. Yeah. And obviously, you know, now that's going to catch on. The apple board is going to work out that if they make toffee apples, they'll eat more apples as well. Do you know what I mean? For me, there ain't no need to flavour the milk, okay? There's sugar in everything. I know the ins and outs of those ingredients. It's in everything. Even the milk hasn't escaped the kind of modern day problems. There's our milk, there's our carton. In that is nearly as much sugar as one of your favourite cans of fizzy pop, and they're having two a day. So, let me just show you. We've got one kid here having, you know, 8 tablespoons of sugar a day. You know, there's your week, there's your month, and I've took the liberty of putting in just the 5 years of elementary school sugar just from milk. Now, I don't know about you guys, but judging the circumstances, right, any judge in the whole world would look at the statistics and the evidence and they would find any government of old guilty of child abuse.
That's a problem. Milk has more, there's more sugar in public school milk, all because someone in the business believes that we are going to attract more children by putting all this food coloring and all this junk in milk. And the best part, we drink this milk with pizza. We drink this milk with cheeseburgers. That's disgusting. We eat it. I eat it. That's disgusting. Yeah, give me milk when I'm in the first grade, not when I'm in 10th grade. A small little bottle of water. A nice juice with some vitamin C in it. No, I'm getting expired, saturated, colored sugar milk that my tax money is paying for because there's a businessman in a big suit who believes he knows what's best. And he doesn't know what's best. But why do we keep him in there? Because it makes people money. Because money is the epiphany of life. And that's what it is. Money's the epiphany of life. It's not. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. It should be the epiphany of life. I don't understand. I don't. Man, I don't want to stop my groove. I feel great. I haven't felt like this in years. I can hear my voice perfectly through this microphone. Let me keep going before I lose it. What had this man done, Jamie Oliver? He addressed the problem. He understands the problem. That's something that our government doesn't know what to do. You don't see Jamie Oliver trying to be the, I'm not apologizing. No, he is apologizing. He's apologizing for what this country has done. And that thinks that money comes before health. It's house of cards. I told you this already. One card gets out and they all fall down. You can't get rid of McDonald's no more. It's too big to get rid of. Too many jobs to be lost, even though the robots will be coming in 3 more years. Jamie Oliver has done what we need to see. Because you're always going to hear this question. Well, if you don't like the food system, or if you don't agree with the First Lady, what do you think we should do? Well, Jamie Oliver actually made some good points. But let me do say what I do agree with, and I do agree that that calories are on the menus in New York State. Mayor Bloomberg had it in New York State. President Obama made that law in this health care plan. I agree with that. I think it gave us, of course, we can expand the idea, but I do like the idea. Some people don't. A lot of people believe that the restaurant should have a choice. I believe, well, you know what? You should have the choice. But because you keep serving people and you're misleading people, because you're telling people that this cheeseburger is the greatest in all the land, where there really is saturated meat by an old cow somewhere in the farm. It's cheaper, easier to produce. We need to inform Americans. Why would you want to be a part of that? Be part of a society where we can live a little bit longer and expand our ideas a little bit better. I also agree with how we are seeing more commercials. More commercials encouraging you, go out, play. Different businesses coming out. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But we still have a long way to go. And there are many ideas that we need to figure out. Jamie Oliver had a few ideas. One of his ideas was for us to have a food ambassador. My mom, if she ever goes into a supermarket, she would have a food ambassador. Someone who is educated, who understands food, who understands health, and will be able to teach my mother, this is how you should cook, and this is the food and the ingredients you need. Remember, you got 20 different of the same thing. And my mom always tells me, Andrew, they're all the same. Probably they're not. I have to disagree with you on this one, Mom. Guess what? Probably 9 out of 10 of those tomatoes are probably junk. But again, I like the man. I like the penny vodka. Mwah, I love it. I'm going to choose the man. But I shouldn't be choosing vodka like that. So I need a food ambassador to teach me what to do. And of course, it'll be optional. There should be more information on boxes. If we're forcing cigarette companies to put huge lungs that are dark on cigarette boxes, we should put more information on these rice and cookies. And what are the companies going to say? We shouldn't have to. You will finally be exposed of who you are. The American will finally learn what saturated fat is and where fat goes and how it doesn't digest properly. Why Americans go to the bathroom longer, not because they're on their cell phone, because they can't get it out. Jamie also came out and said that we should have more education, that we should be teaching our children 10 recipes that will save their life. 10 recipes. 10 recipes in schools, hour a day, save their life. I love all these ideas because it's a choice. It's being promoted by those who understand health, understand what a child needs. And like I've said, children's psychology, the ages of 1 through 10, absorb the most information because the brain is being developed. This is where we have to teach them. Because if you don't, McDonald's is going to get a little bit bigger. And your belly is going to get big with it. And I wouldn't want that either. Things are going to get smaller soon. The phones are getting bigger. The cars are getting bigger. Houses are getting bigger. But eventually it's all going to shrink again. We're all going to want the small. And I think you want to join that equation also. Let's be small. Let's be smart. Smart health. Sound Club of Wisdom up next. Sound Club of Wisdom up next.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week, week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
It is the sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program. It gives a conversation when the program ends. You can have the conversation with a mom, a dad, a sister, your dog, your cat. It also gives out a message that you can take with you and you can learn from it. This sound clip of wisdom tonight is from the popular movie Leave It to Beaver. That came out in 1997. Now, we all know the old Leave It to Beaver, the 1950s sitcom. And we all loved it and enjoyed it. And, of course, everyone loved Leave It to Beaver. I mean, come on, June Cleaver was the mom everyone wished for and wanted. She never hit their child, and she always smiled. I would like her also. Now, this movie, that it did okay in the box office. Christopher McDonald, who played Ward Cleaver, and Janine Turner played June Cleaver. Cameron Finley played the Beaver. And Eric Von Deaton played Wally Cleaver. Of course, the movie was about a young child who tried to make his parents happy, and the brother, and finding the beautiful girl. And the movie took place in the 50s, yeah, it did. They didn't do one of those took place in the 90s type of thing. Yeah, it took place in the 50s, if you look at it that way. This particular scene in the movie, Leave It to Beaver, Cleaver, he decided to go into a cup, this coffee cup, all the way on top of this restaurant, because this older kid stole his bike and they make a bet, end up getting stuck up there. The police call his parents, then come up to the door. He, of course, doesn't want to leave the cup because he knows that he'll get caught for not going to football practice anymore. He's been lying to his parents for weeks. He's been saying to the coach that he's done math tutoring where he hasn't done that either. So now, of course, he has a conversation with his father of why. And that's when the message comes in. But here it is. The coffee cup conversation. Leave It to Beaver. Sound clip of wisdom.
Hello, Beaver. You all right?
Yes, sir. If it's okay, I'd rather you yelled me up here than in front of the whole town.
I have no intention of yelling at you.
You say that now, but you just might forget once you hear everything.
I know all about the football team, Beaver.
Thanks a lot, Wally.
The problem isn't who I heard it from. It's that I didn't hear it from you.
I wanted to tell you, Dad.
Then why didn't you, Beaver?
because I couldn't decide which was worse. Screwing up by playing or screwing up by quitting. Either way, I didn't want to go disappointing you again.
Why would you say something like that?
Because it's true. Ever since my bike got stolen, you've been giving me the look.
What look is that?
It's a kind of look like you don't like what I'm doing, but you don't want to tell me.
Beaver, I don't give you any...
Oh, I do that, huh? See, my dad used to do that. He used to make me feel like nothing I ever did was good enough for him.
If you didn't like it when your dad gave you the look, then why'd you give it to me?
Well, Beaver... I guess I just forgot what it felt like to be a little boy. Maybe one day when you're in my shoes, you won't make some of the same mistakes with your son.
Yeah, but if I grow up and have as dumb a kid as me, it'd be hard not to want to belt
him. You know what unconditional love is, Beaver?
Uh-uh.
It means that when you're a parent, you love your children exactly the same, no matter if they get straight A's or stuck in a giant coffee cup. You understand?
Well, sure I get it, Dad, because that's the way I feel about you.
Thank you, son. I think that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Get out of the steam, that 40 seconds. Come on.
So Father's Day is this Sunday. And some of you out there might have not had a situation like this one with Cleaver and his father in a coffee cup. Some of you might have arguments with your father, or you might not have the relationship you thought of because of what he might have done to you. Father's Day is a great holiday, not just because of money. It's a great holiday because you're able to hopefully come together and solve your problems. Be able to speak with him and be able to figure out why it happened. And share that unconditional love that we just heard in the sound clip of wisdom. That's what you need to do if you are in that situation, of course. And if you're a young child, and probably many young children are not listening to this program, but if you see that you have a young child, that probably is said better. And try to give them space. If they want to do something, let them do it. It's the American dream for a reason. If they want to do radio, let them do radio. I think what's really interesting about this clip is young boys out there who come out and say that they're gay. Many fathers probably don't agree if their son comes out and says that they're gay, that they're attracted to the same sex. And they probably wouldn't want to tell their father because they want to be disappointed. But we just heard the term of unconditional love, that if you're gay or if you're straight or if you get straight A's or if you don't, you know, he should still love you for who you are. Because disagreeing, it's not going to make the world a better place. It's not going to change anything. He's not going to change how he loves you. So that's an interesting situation, especially for Father's Day, for the gay community, when they, if they hear and watch this type of situation. I mean, I tell people, you know, I might be experienced with that one day. You know, I'm planning on having a wife and kids. And one of my kids might come up to me one day and they might say it. I don't want to think that way, but I mean, can't force fate. So it was an interesting clip, and when I was watching this movie on Encore the other day, I thought it would be a great Father's Day sound clip of wisdom and a great conversation starter. Happy Father's Day to all. Love you, thank you. Want to thank my whole crew. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskowski, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And my father, spectating as always, Teddy Giordano. Want to thank all my affiliates for allowing our program to air throughout the 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock spot. And, of course, we want to thank those throughout the weekend who replay our program. So if you miss it, or if you're listening from another station and you like our program, we replay and you listen to us. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And I want to thank those who are listening on the replay. So if you listen to us on Friday night's replay, or Saturday night, Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, and all the information and times on yoandrewnts.com, thanks. You know, I love speaking throughout the weekends, even though I'm probably running around the place. And I want to thank you, the audience. You always let the program move on. Next Tuesday, another program. Don't be left behind. You just listened to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.